General Petraeus is often credited with turning around the war in Iraq. He oversaw the surge strategy there that put the country on a more stable path. That's the view from here. But in Iraq, many people are still waiting for the violence to end, more than 7 years since the U.S.-led invasion. Sahar Issa is a correspondent for McClatchy in Baghdad. Sahar, how do most Iraqis remember General Petraeus's contribution in Iraq?
To tell you the truth, most Iraqis know General Petraeus only, of course, by name, over the news. He is, of course, the face, the voice of the American occupation of their country. I doubt very much that many remember him or know him with much love.
So this whole flap that's happened this week and the ousting of General McChrystal isn't really even on the radar screen of most Iraqis.
Absolutely not. Iraqis are really very deep in their own everyday problems, and temperatures and tempers are running very high. They are waiting for their own government to be formed. They don't even have a government to complain to.
And from reading your blog, Sahar, there's a lot of discomfort and concern about temperatures rising and electricity being in such short supply.
The Iraqi summer is really very well known. It is very hot. The sun is very fierce.
How hot was it today?
Today, it was very hot indeed, near 52 degrees centigrade. This is about 125 degrees Fahrenheit. The desert is really crawling in on the city. So it's the dust in the air, the dust on the pavement, the dust in the streets, in our hair, in our eyes. All these things are something the Iraqis are used to, but they are used to them while having electricity. The worst situation during the past regime, during Saddam's regime, was that 3 hours were cut out of every 12, and people were really angry. And now the situation is turned around. Out of every 12, if we get 3 hours of electricity, then we're the lucky ones. We have the Minister of Electricity and the Ministry of Oil, each one blaming the other. It is like, how do you say, catch-22 situation. The Ministry of Oil says, we can't produce oil because we don't have electricity. And the Ministry of Electricity says, we can't produce electricity because we don't have fuel. And each one is blaming the other, and they are living in luxury.
Sahar, how do people cope with the frustration and anger about that?
There are demonstrations all over the country. And the demonstrations sometimes got ugly, like the young people picking up stones and throwing them at local councils, throwing them at governmental buildings. Why? Because they want to be recognized as human beings who have basic rights.
Finally, Sahar, anything you want to tell us about anything that's happened to you in the last few days, or just a snapshot of life in Baghdad today that gets at some of what you're trying to tell us?
I am a very light sleeper, and the heat bothers me a lot. As soon as the electricity is cut, I wake up before the fan is still. And when it comes, we run, my daughter and I. I run to the ironing board, and she runs to straighten her hair, because otherwise we can't do it. This is very funny. We do it in the middle of the night. We do it whenever we can, whenever the generosity of the government gives us national electricity. We want to do the jobs that we can't do otherwise, whether it is using the washing machine or using the iron to iron our clothes or to do the jobs that we can't do otherwise.
Sahar Issa is a correspondent for McClatchy in Iraq. She joined us from Baghdad. So good to talk to you, Sahar.
Thank you very much.